I would like now to go through the quite according to the Vini Yoga, through that sequence, but now doing it in the classical yoga. But there is one posture I would like to change, and that is our spinal rotation. We did one lying. And I would like to do one seated. So when we come to that point of the practice, I will invite you to come to be seated and give you all the alternatives that you still hopefully feel comfortable to be seated. Does that sound okay? Because then you hopefully get that freedom, how you can approach these similar movement and how they always can be approached differently and how it might give you a different experience and therefore help you to get the richness of what is possible. Okay. With this in mind, we start us off again in seated. And trust now, we just sit a moment in silence. And the Buddhist teacher, Tanisaro Bhikkhu, he has written a long time ago in Tricycle an article about working and playing with the breath. He has a website, fantastic articles on it. He's also on Dharma Seed. And I like that wording, working and playing with your breath. So see if for the next moment when we're sitting in silence, you are connecting with your breath as your friend. And you find ways how your breath, and he speaks about it. He says, your breath needs to be enjoyable so that you like to come back to it. So, and if it doesn't work this time around, keep exploring ways that help you to bring that joy that you want to be with your breath that is felt in your body and connects you with the space in you and around you. So with this in mind, choose any comfortable sitting posture and we sit about 5 minutes in silence. And if already now you want to do that in the lying, feel free to do that too. Now moving your awareness to your breathing again. Moving your awareness to your breathing means the activity of seeing will bring an activity to your breathing. And that might enable your breath under that loving gaze of your inner seeing to show up and to grow. And with this feeling, you can see if your breath is very gently growing and is becoming a little bit more active, longer and deeper. With this awareness for your body and your breathing, you can begin to open your eyes a little. And then we open the eyes completely. And then lie down on your back. You know by now, if there's anything needed, something in your lumbar, a bit under your head, and then either your legs might prefer to be in standing, or you might be able to have lengthened them away. And your arms comfortably along the sides of your body. Noticing how your nervous system is relaxing as if you are handing your over, you are allowing the subtle sensations of holding in the body to let go as your body is giving into gravity and making contact with the floor. Feeling the length of your legs. And feeling the length of your arms. And feeling the length of your spine. Feeling the entire body and observing and experiencing the movement of the breathing in the space that is in your body. Being with your breath and seeing if there is a way that the way your breath is moving in the space in the body that gives you a feeling of comfort. From now on, if the ways of combining movement on breath become confusing or too much, then you would stay on the perceiving of the movement. And whenever a movement has ended, then you can become more inclusive and notice what it feels like in the new posture And with your breathing, being aware of your breathing, with your next exhalation, retaining the feeling of length throughout your spine, see if you can bring your legs closer together. Thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and feet come together. Holding your legs together, you might notice the work that has begun around your inner legs. Notice if your breath in any way can support that holding of your legs in this position. Feel your spine. With your next exhalation from the lower tip of your spine, bring your spine as if you can move it vertebra by vertebra more to the ground. Include in this movement then gently a lengthening through neck and head where you tuck your chin in slightly. Feel your body in this posture and feel your breathing. Your arms are comfortably along the sides of your body and your palms can be facing up or down. Bringing your awareness to feel your entire right leg from the hip to the foot. With your next exhalation, only if you can, lift your right leg about 3 to 5 centimeters above the floor. Hold your leg here, keep the length in your spine, and let your breath help you to hold this posture. Feel your right foot. With your inhalation, stretch the toes, front part of the right foot forwards. Feel your right knee. With your exhalation, bending the right leg on its knee, and then you can place the right foot on the floor, close to your buttocks where it comfortably comes to standing. Watch your breathing and experience it. So when there is no visible movement in your body, you turn to the movement of the breath in the body. Retain a feeling for the length in your spine, a length in your arms. Feel your left leg. Feel with your exhalation, you're moving a feeling from the navel area into the left leg, down to the left foot. With this feeling and with your next exhalation, if you can, lift your left leg a little, 3 to 5 centimeters. Hold your leg here. Keep the length in your spine. And your breath might grow a little bit more active, helping you to hold this posture. Feel your left foot. With your inhalation in the rhythm, stretch the toes, front part of the left foot forwards, so you get a stretch feeling into your left leg. Keep the breath flowing. For your left knee. Now with your next exhalation, bending the left leg, and therefore the left foot so comes to standing. If it is okay for you, you could visualize the internal axis line of your body from the crown to the center, down in between your legs, and your feet could line up with this axis line. And then your thighs would be together, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. If that is uncomfortable, separate your feet and legs accordingly a bit. Watch your Breathing. Feel the area around your navel, also for your lower back. When you are exhaling, feel that gently you draw the abdominals downwards to the spine behind the navel, and that helps your lower back to move a bit more towards the ground. Keep that sense of your lower back closer to the ground. And when you're inhaling, relax the abdominals gently a little. So there is the freedom for your diaphragm to move whilst you retain that anchoring through your spine. Watch and experience your breathing. Now feel your heels. With your next exhalation, retaining that feeling of length in your spine, slowly, if you can, begin to lift your heels so that the weight of the feet gets shifted towards the toes and front parts of your feet. Feel your knees. With your next exhalation, see if you can lift the knees a little bit more so the toes can slide closer to your buttocks. Watch your breathing. Feel your heels. With your inhalation, bring your heels back to the floor so your feet have come closer to your buttocks. Your legs are in standing. For your arms, stretching your fingers and then let that feeling of stretch move into your arms, stretching your arms. Feel the entire arms from your fingertips to the shoulders. With your next exhalation, as if somebody gently holds your fingertips, puts them further downwards to the direction of your feet. With this feeling and with your exhalation, see palms now facing down. If you can slide your arm further down to the direction of your feet. Watch and experience your breathing. Now feel your arms. With your next inhalation, stretch and lift your arms up to the ceiling till your arms are perpendicular to the floor, shoulder widths apart, and the weight of the arms from the fingertips falls through the arms into your shoulders. Feel the body in this posture and feel your breathing. Now feel the spine between your shoulder blades. Feel the abdominal area around the navel. And feel as if someone kindly holds your fingertips to lift your arms more up to the ceiling. And just breathe with these images. And then with your next exhalation, see if you can stretch your arms more up to the ceiling, keeping the spine between the shoulder blades on the floor. And as the exhalation aids that movement, you might feel a little bit of that wave-like drawing in. Now for your arms. With your next inhalation, begin to stretch and move your arms slowly behind your head. And with the exhalation, let that movement end. No need to rush. Continue this movement so that with your exhalation, you can relax tensions deep in your chest. And with your inhalation, the arms will be able to move. There will be a limit to the movement of your arms. And that means if the back of your palms cannot touch the floor, then you will need to separate your arms more. If still the back of your palms cannot touch the floor, you will need to bend your elbows. If you still have a discomfort around the neck, shoulders, or upper back, you can draw the elbows further down and accordingly just lengthen through the arms. Good. So you will be in a posture that is possible for your body, and you will be respectful for the limitations that you might experience. See if you have got the back of your palms on the floor. If you can now begin to push the back of the palms a bit more into the floor. See if you're able to bring the wrists a bit more into the floor. Make sure all the fingers are in contact with the floor. Feel your breathing. With your exhalation, feel to exhale deeply. As you're exhaling, tensions deep in your chest can relax. And see if you can breathe with this feeling. With this feeling and with your next exhalation, if comfortable, see if you also can increase that stretch feeling in your arms. And take the direction you have chosen. It could be behind you, it could be diagonal, it could be sideways, it could be downwards. Be respectful with your neck, upper back, and shoulder area. Watch your breathing. From now on, feel as if somebody is placing the hands on your hands, holding them in this position. Now feel your head, your neck. In the next movement, don't move your arms from the position they are in. And if you are feeling tired or strained around your neck, do not do the next movement. Just think of wanting to do this movement. As you're breathing out, either just feel you want to lengthen the head and then lift it, or see if you comfortably can begin to lift your head and neck, chin towards your chest, arms stay in position. Feel the posture, feel your breathing. And then with your next inhalation, bring the neck and the head back to the floor. Feel your arms. With your inhalation, stretch and lift your arms up to the ceiling so that the weight of the arms rests again in your shoulder sockets. Feel the body in this posture. Feel as you're breathing out that an energy moves from the shoulders through your arms into the fingertips. And feel that energy on the surface as well as in the depths. With this feeling and with your next exhalation, begin to lower your arms forwards and down. And notice how they are moving through the space that is around you. With the inhalation, the movement can end. And with your exhalation, you continue the movement. Slowly to the rhythm of your exhalation, lowering your arms. See if you can perceive the movement on the surface as well as in the depths of your arms. Watch and experience your breathing. Now for your feet, and step the front parts of your feet a step apart and let your heels follow. So your feet line up with your sitting bones. Arms along by the sides of your body. Palms facing up. Feel the entire arms from the fingertips to the shoulders. With your next inhalation, begin to stretch your arms to the direction of your feet and then soften your arms a bit so that there is an activity feeling, but it is free from tension. Now bringing your awareness to the abdominals around the navel, to the rhythm of your exhalation, feel that an energy moves from the navel region into the buttocks, from there into the spine, activating the buttocks, the spine, and your back muscles. Breathe with this feeling for a moment, and that is a way to say to our body, hey, these areas need to get awake. They will soon be asked to move. Now, if you have a pillow under the head, you will need to take it out to avoid overstretching your neck. With this feeling, with your next exhalation, planting your feet in the floor, see if you can begin to lift your buttocks, your lower back, and very slowly, it's not a pushing, it's a moving. You begin to lift your spine, and when the exhalation ends, let that movement end. Whichever position you are in, feel the body in this posture. There is work in the buttocks. You might feel a bit of a buttock squeeze. There is work in your back muscles. And your abdominals are scooped to avoid overarching in your lumbar. You can stay here, or at any time you can return. You know how you went into the posture, so you will know how to get out of this posture. You can use your breath to continue. So see if you can let your breath grow, so very gently. Your breathing becomes more active, longer and deeper. Feel as if more energy has been moved from the navel area into the buttocks, into the spine, up to the shoulder level and moving across your back. And with this feeling, and only if the body is willing, with your next exhalation, you might be able to lift the buttocks more, the spine vertebra by vertebra more, and there might be a shift of weight towards your shoulders. Watch your breathing. For your chest, feel someone is supporting you, placing their fingertips on the spine from below between the shoulder blades, and is supporting you and lifting your chest. With this feeling, with your next inhalation, see if you can lift your chest a bit more up. And you might be able to wiggle the shoulders a bit more under the chest. Your neck is long. Now, in this posture, see if you can breathe longer and deeper so that the breathing helps you to hold your posture. Your arms are long, slightly below the body, if possible. And the breathing helps you to hold your posture. So let your breathing gently grow longer and deeper. Now for your arms, your shoulders, if you tuck them under the chest, as you're breathing in, join them a little bit sideways. Feel your spine. With your next exhalation, feel to exhale deeply. And then with your inhalation, you begin slowly, vertebra by vertebra, to lay down the spine. And when you're breathing out, let that movement end. So take your time. And then the spine comes down and the lower back and the buttocks. Feel your body in this posture. Feel your breathing. If you had a pillow or cushion under your head, you can place it back. Now feel your legs are in standing. Feel if it's possible to bring them back together. Feel your right heel. With your exhalation, lifting the right heel, shifting the weight into the toes, front part of your right foot. Watch your breathing. Retain that feeling of length in your spine, of length in your arms. Feel your right leg. With your inhalation, slide the right leg forwards to stretch it out. With your exhalation, try to bring gently the back of your right leg towards the floor and begin to flex your right foot so that you have a subtle sense of lengthening through the back of your right leg. Feel your body in this posture. Now, as you're breathing out, feel that rhythm of breathing, that wave-like rhythm of breathing in your abdominal area. Feel as you're breathing out, energy has been moved from the navel area into your right hip joint, into your right leg, down to the right foot. It is that we, in this way, we are preparing the body so that all of the body is taking part. So in a way, we are saying, hello, right leg, I am attending to you. Can you get ready for a movement? Now with your next exhalation, with this feeling, see if you can begin to lift, not to throw, the right leg up to the ceiling, and there will be a point where the movement wants to end. You let it end. It might mean now that you have to begin to soften the foot and to bend your leg so that with your next exhalation you will be able to lift the right leg till the weight of the leg falls into your buttock. So the leg might need to be bent. Watch your breathing. It doesn't matter if your leg is straight or bent. The weight of the leg falls into your buttocks. Now feel your right leg again. Feel as you're breathing out, you're relaxing tensions deep in your body. And it might be possible that with your next inhalation, you can straighten that right leg a little bit more. Watch your breathing. Now feel your right leg. With your next exhalation, try to stretch it a little bit more, and only if you can see it, if you can bring it a bit closer to you. Watch your breathing. Feel the body in this posture and feel your breathing. Of your right leg again. With your inhalation, stretch and lift it to the ceiling so the weight of the leg falls into your buttocks. Flex the right foot. Anchor your spine from the tailbone to the crown. Feel your right leg. As you're breathing out, retain that anchor of pelvis and spine. And as you're breathing in slowly, leading with the heel, lengthening into the leg, you begin to lower it forwards and down. With the exhalation, the movement can end. With the inhalation, you move to the right leg. Is touching the floor. And then you can soften the foot and leg. Watch your breathing. Your left leg is in standing. Your left heel. With your exhalation, lifting the left heel, shifting weight into the toes, front part of the left foot. With your inhalation, now sliding the left leg forwards. And with your exhalation, legs relaxing, arms relaxing, sensing what the body feels like now. Perceiving the subtlety of the inner sensations that are in the space in your body. And perceiving that continuous flow-like movement of your breath, as well as the pause that can happen between each breath. When the mind is lost in thoughts, the mind cannot perceive those subtle sensations and the breath. So if you notice that the mind moved away, then gently bring it back to that experience of body and breath. Now bring your awareness to your breathing again. And if it is comfortable for you, see if you can let your breath very gently grow a little bit more actively, longer and deeper, and still it's free from rush. Bring your awareness to the navel area. And feel together with your exhalation, you're moving an internal feeling from the navel area through the hips into your legs and into your feet. With this feeling and with your next exhalation, see if you can bring your legs together, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles and your feet. Feel your body in this new posture and feel your breathing. Feel your feet from the toes to the heels, feel your ankles. With your next exhalation, without lifting the heels, lift the toes, the front parts of your feet, so the feet are perpendicular to the floor and activity comes into your ankles. You might notice that it helps you to have that sense of lengthening through the back of your legs. Feel the body in this new posture and feel your breathing. Bring your awareness to the abdominal area. In a wave-like feeling, feel that breath and movement of a gentle wave-like contraction, and that helps you to bring the lower back a bit more to the ground. Retain that feeling in your lower back and release that engagement softly so that the breath movement is unhindered. Feel the length in your spine through the neck to the crown, and your arms are long by the sides of your body. Now bringing your awareness into your right leg. With your next exhalation, if you can, lift your right leg a little, 3 to 5 centimeters above the floor. Don't disturb that feeling of length in your spine, in your neck. Holding this posture, you can breathe longer and deeper. So the breathing supports you in this posture. For your right foot, with your inhalation, stretch the toes, front part of the right foot forwards. And with your exhalation, bending the right leg at its knee and placing the right foot on the floor close to your buttocks. Watch and experience your breathing. For your left leg. With every exhalation in the rhythm, feel together with the exhalation, an energy is moving from the navel into your left hip joint, through the leg down into the left foot. Feel that breathing like this can help you to get a sense of activating that leg. With this feeling and with your next exhalation, if you can, begin now to lift the left leg towards the ceiling, not throwing. It is a slow, flow-like movement. And when the body wants to end this movement, let it end. You might want now to soften your foot, and if possible, you might want to bend the knee a bit if there is a strain. With every exhalation, feel to lift your leg towards the ceiling till you can feel that the weight of the leg from the foot falls through the leg into your hip joint. If it does not fall in your hip joint, there might be a tendency that your leg is too far away from your body, and it might lead to rolling the pelvis forwards into an arch. In the moment, I show you what that might look like. We don't want that arch, so it's better to bend the leg so that you can retain a feeling of length in your spine and avoiding that arching. So whatever position your leg is in, that is good. As you're breathing out, breathe out to release tensions. And this might enable you on the next inhalation to straighten your left leg a little bit more. And as soon as the body wants to stop that movement, let it stop. Watch your breathing. Now feel with every exhalation, you're breathing out slow and deep So together with the exhalation, you can relax deeper tensions. And with this feeling, with your next exhalation, see if you can straighten the leg a little bit more, and possibly it will move closer to you too. Watch your breathing. It doesn't matter if your leg is straight or bent. Feel the body in this posture and feel your breathing that is helping you to hold this posture. With this in mind, you can breathe a little bit longer, a little bit deeper. With your next exhalation, exhale deeply. And then with your inhalation, straighten the leg and lift it up to the ceiling, to the weight of the leg sits in your hip joint, falls into your buttocks. If you can, flex your foot, lengthening through the back of your leg into the heel. Retain that feeling of length in your spine. And there will be an abdominal engagement to avoid arching the lower back in the next movement. Feel your breathing. Feel the entire left leg. With your next inhalation, begin, and the leg can be bent, begin to lower that leg. You can begin to straighten it on its way forwards and down, foot flexed. Retain the length in your spine. This is the inhalation, the leg moves. With the exhalation, the movement stops. Till the entire left leg is touching the floor. Keep the activity in the left leg, foot anchored, leg lengthened from the buttocks to the heel. Feel the body in this posture. Now feel your right heel, the right leg is in standing. With your next exhalation, lifting the right heel, shifting the weight of the foot into the toes, front part of your right foot. Your right leg. With your inhalation, slowly sliding the right leg forwards. And with the exhalation, feet relaxing, legs relaxing, arms softening. And just feel what it feels like when your body is releasing any effort, the body relaxing. When the deeper tensions in the body are relaxing, there will be that feeling that the breath can move with more ease in the space that is in the body. So also be aware of the way the breath is moving in the space that is in your body. Let your breathing gently grow, so your breath becomes more active, longer and deeper. When the breath grows, that activity feeling in the body will grow. And that will help you to move the body from the inside out. So notice which areas of the body want to begin to move. And with this, you slowly begin to move the body So you can bring one leg to standing, followed by the other. You then can roll yourself over to your side and push yourself up so that you can sit a moment in any comfortable sitting posture. Feeling that this sequence has now ended and that you can feel the body in the posture of being seated. Feel the body. Feel in the body is an energy of a silence. And feel the breath that is moving in the space, in the silence that is in your body. That movement of the breath in the space of the body can bring with it a very subtle feeling, where we see inhalation, there can be that feeling of the body very gently expanding into the space that is around us. And with the exhalation, we can experience that movement of the body gently contracting in relation to the space that is around us. So that we can experience that subtle movement of the breath felt in the body in relation to the vast space around us. If in this process there is a sense as if the space in you surrenders itself to the space around you, then there will be the experience of one space in which the breath is moving. You stay with the breath that gives you comfort, joy, calm, ease, whichever you need in this moment. With this awareness for body and breathing, let your breathing very gently grow as if it is like an elastic that you're slowly pulling apart and that slowly draws back in that very elastic rhythm of expansion and contraction. This is not in any way a strained breathing. And with this awareness for body and breathing, you can begin to open your eyes a little and to open your eyes completely. So, where our thinking goes, our energy goes. And that's why I use different words. I use the word for you to breathe in with a feeling into your leg, for you to breathe out with that feeling and energy moves into your leg. And it is just that way where we now, in a way, say to that body part, hello, you are now, I'm talking to you, I'm bringing my attention to you, I'm inviting you soon to move. So it's just a way of really nearly saying, hi, are you ready? And therefore, all of that body part is ready to move. We also know that the connective tissue has a very slow response time. So therefore, all aspects in the body can take part. And there will be times when the body doesn't want to move. And then we would just have that quality of breathing into the body part. What we are looking here is at that gap between a thought and a movement. And we often don't notice that. But for example, if you just would sit and for a moment constantly think up, 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 it will trigger, just the thought might enable you to get that activity of an upward movement. So our body is extremely subtle in its ways how it relates to thoughts, and we are often not even aware of these thoughts. We are only aware when these thoughts have been played out through our body in our behavior. And there comes that sense in what I spoke about. All the limbs of the yoga are connected, because if we can trace these things back, then we can see how the behavior was based in some impulses in the body, some physical sensations, and they we can trace back to mental events, thoughts, or emotions. And it's just that we create more and more space to see that. And in that space, we can smile to the thoughts moving. We are never rejecting any of these things. We hold them kindly, as Jana described in his image. And if now you would think down, 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 you would notice there could be a subtle, subtle sense of going down. And even that you could work when you want to work on your uprightness. You could just work all the time. What does it feel like? Up, 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 down, down, down. And then you refine it till you feel exactly that balance where the pull of gravity doesn't make you slouch, but where that sense of uplifting doesn't get you into a tightness. Yeah. So that's just the background. I hope that makes sense to you. Because now I want to go with you into a spinal rotation. If you struggle to sit upright, so we could start, but the option is that you go to do that on a chair. Okay? So first option, and I must admit, as I'm getting older, I fear I have become kinder to myself. So some of you who do Iyengar yoga know that as well. You might prefer to sit. I think blocks for me are a bit too hard. So I prefer these cushions. But equally, I had a lovely yoga teacher from Holland, the late Robert von Hackerin. One of you might know him. And he traveled only with a little bit of a backpack, and he only had a wool blanket. He was a lovely man. And he just rolled up his blanket, which is really also very handy, and you would sit on it. And that sitting on it helps you when you wiggle forward just to be supported, that that uprightness in your spine has a quality of ease. It's really key when we go into a spinal rotation that we don't start it from the slouching, because we really get uneven pressure on our vertebrae. For some people, therefore, there might be even a point where they really need to lean a bit backwards. That is much better than to do a spinal rotation in any slouching. And if none of that works for you, it's really better to do it on a chair, yeah? So with this in mind, and also we start in the prayer position of the legs, you could wiggle a bit so that you really feel to sit on those bony parts of your sitting bones, the ones when you do have done a lot of biking, they might sometimes hurt. I don't know if it does still now when with all the gel settles, but it is these bony bits here you want to sit on, out of which you grow tall. And your first option to really get that straight spine is even to lean a bit backwards, place your hands, and you can see how that helps you even when you look ahead to have your chest open. And then as you begin with your inhalation, like a balloon, your chest lifts and your spine can lift, and you might be able to have your palms closer to you, yeah? And they can be, depending on their length, they can be fists, fingertips, but you might want to still lean a bit backwards, yeah? Extremely important. Your spine wants to be straight in this one. And then you could see if it's your next inhalation, you can lift a bit higher. And wherever you can sit, make sure your spine is straight. So no problem if there is a bit or more of leaning backwards. And if you're on a chair, then place your legs just comfortable. And then we begin to slide our left leg forwards, and we turn it in, and we can have the foot soft or flexed. When it's flexed, it's a bit more going into your hamstrings. And then just to, because we don't have that much time, we can gently draw that leg in. I wouldn't do it too much because your pelvis might tilt. So if you want to sit even, you might just draw it towards your calf. There is a point when you draw it further in, depending on your flexibility, that there will be a movement in your pelvis. It's okay if it felt okay for you, but you could also make sure the pelvis is not getting into that turn. And then you might want to have the foot lower there. So that would be, in this case, our starting position. If you're sitting on the floor and you feel that is too much, you could turn out the leg and the other leg, so you could start, do it more in any comfortable cross-legged position. We are having the arms to the back, wrists close to the buttocks, fingertips pointing back, elbows move towards our waist area, and our chest is open. And for a moment, we might feel to look ahead, and then if we can, we begin to close our eyes. And feeling the body in this posture. And we begin to have that sense for that internal axis that runs through our body. And that is an axis from the tailbone area through the center of the body to the pit of the throat. And then we have also an axis through the head from the pit of the throat up to the crown. And then as you're breathing, feel with your exhalation that there is that movement where you're hugging from with your muscles around the navel You're hugging your spine from the front, from the sides, and from the back. And see for a moment if you can get that feeling with your exhalation, that sense of a contraction, and with the inhalation, that release. Now feel that deep in the navel area, an energy is rotating around this axis in the clockwise direction. And that movement will initiate a very gentle turn of your body on this axis to the right. And with this feeling and with your exhalation, and it's a very small movement, when you feel that abdominal activation, it's not harsh, you can begin gently to turn the body on that inner axis to the right. And then the movement will end because of the positioning of your arms. And then you can release your left palm and place it anywhere on your left leg. The left leg can be bent for your spine. And very gently and vertebra by vertebra, see if you can lengthen your spine more. Now with every exhalation, and it can be, it's very subtle, when you feel that kind of an abdominal moving closer to your spine. We call it contraction, but that word might be too hard. It's just a very gentle drawing to the spine and releasing. Only if you feel that, then with your next exhalation, you might see if the body can turn on that internal axis a little bit more to the right. As soon as the body wants to stop the movement, let it stop. For your spine, and with your inhalation, gently lengthen through the spine, through the neck to the crown. Now for your left palm, your right knee. And with your next inhalation, see if you can bring your left palm to touch the right knee or approximately where you can go. Do not pull. Watch your breathing. Now, and you really might, you need to be in your straight spine, so no problem if you're still leaning a bit backwards. Now, feel the back palm, the right palm, lift your right palm fingers. And with your next exhalation, if you can turn a bit more, and then straighten the right arm, your back arm, to the right and behind you, fingertips or palm or fist on the floor, and feel free to keep that length in your spine by slightly leaning backwards. With your inhalation, feel to lengthen and uplift your spine. Now for your right shoulder, with your next inhalation, see if you can bring the right shoulder a little bit more to the back, and you might just feel a bit more a movement across your shoulders. If that did bend your right arm, you can walk the fingertips away and straighten it again. Watch your breathing. Your head possibly followed this movement. So now feel the internal axis that goes through your head. In a very relaxed way, feel to look into that space that is behind the point in between your eyebrows. And then very gently, as you're breathing in and out, and with this internal feeling, turn the head on this imaginary axis to the front. It is as if you're turning the heart against a very light resistance. Do you feel, with your eyes closed, you could look ahead to the horizontal line? Feel your spine and very gently lengthen through your spine. Feel the head and neck. And with your next exhalation, just lower your chin a bit as if you want to look to the left foot or knee. Feel your breathing. Feel your neck, your head. With your next inhalation, rebuild the neck and head. Gently lengthen through your spine. Feel the axis through the head in a relaxed way. Feel to look into that space that is behind the point in between your eyebrows. And then gently, as you're breathing in and out, feel to turn the head with this feeling on that internal axis to the right. And you can feel to turn it as if it is turning against a very light resistance. And when the body wants to end the movement, let it end. Now feel your teeth. Bite your teeth on top of each other. Don't move the head. Open your eyes as if you want to look to the right extreme. Close your eyes, relax your teeth, and you might be able to turn the head a little bit more. And now the posture has been completed. And now see if your breath can help you to hold the body in this posture. And you could begin to breathe a little bit more actively, longer and deeper, so that the breath and the energy that is in your breathing can help you to hold this posture. Now feel your head again, the internal axis around which the head is turning. Gently lengthen your spine. And as you're breathing in and out, and as if the head is turning against a very light resistance, you turn the head to the front again. Watch and experience your breathing. Now feel your spine and gently lengthen through the spine. Notice your right shoulder is to the back and active. Retain that feeling, but lift your right palm fingers a little. With your next inhalation, slowly turn a bit more to the front till you can place the right palm close to your buttocks and you have the support again. Gently stretch your spine. Now feel your left palm, soften it. With your next inhalation, now turn the torso around that internal axis to the front. And the left arm can go to the side and behind. And you can either have that sense of leaning a bit backwards, or you sit upright and the weight of the body falls back into your buttocks. Watch your breathing and feel the body in this posture. Without disturbing that activity, feeling in your spine, relax your palms. You can then bend, if you're on the floor, both legs into the prayer position. And then slowly out of that spinal length, and as you're breathing in and out, you can begin to let the crown move forwards and down to you. Feel a stretch coming into your neck. And for a moment, breathing in this position. And then if you can, as if you're giving in to the pull of gravity, as you're breathing in and out, you could see if the crown of the heart can gently, gently, no pulling, move forwards and down so that in this rounding of your spine, you can relax any tensions deep in the back muscles and your spine. And if you're seated on a chair, you could do the same, but your hands might support you and rest on your thighs. So you would also work towards the rounding, but you could do it seated on a chair. And there is no rocking forwards. It is as you're breathing in and out, the tensions deep in the back muscles can relax. And when that happens, you might feel that you are gently sinking more forwards and down. Place your hands anywhere, your arms anywhere, where it is supporting you in this posture. And see if you can feel the movement of the breathing in the sides, in the back. And then feel your head, neck, chest, and spine. With your next inhalation, begin to lengthen and lift head, neck, chest, and spine. And then the weight of the body from the head falls through the body back into your buttocks. You can keep the chest uplifted and you place your hands behind you, and you can lean a bit towards your hands so that you keep that uprightness and that openness at your chest. Feel the rhythm of your breathing, and there might be that gentle wave-like feeling of a scooping around the navel area. You can also begin to notice that the chest with the inhalation has a feeling of a gentle expansion. And with your next exhalation, just feel to breathe out deeply. It's not like squeezing a sponge, it's a wave-like exhalation. And then with your inhalation, if you can, you lift your chest and spine up, and that might slide your hands closer to your buttocks. And that might enable you to sit upright where the weight of the body falls from the head through the body into your buttocks. In no way it's a problem if you are leaning backwards. Remember, we don't want a slouched position. We want that opening in our chest, nearly like a bit like an arching, so that we are definitely not in the rounding. As we have chosen the way we sit, you can now begin to slide your right leg forwards as if you want to stretch it out. And then you turn it in so the right leg might be long, foot can be flexed or pointed. If that in any way disturbed the uprightness in your spine, you would bend that right leg a little. If in any way it got any discomfort into your lower back, you would do that too. And if you still are not comfortable, you can turn that leg out again. Yeah. And you can choose more of a cross-legged position. So anything that works for you. Your left leg is bent, and you could just see if by bending it more, if the instep of the foot slides a bit higher up towards the calf or towards the knee, but see if the pelvis can be still, but it's also acceptable if you do it and the pelvis moves with it. Very important not to stiffen around that pelvis. Feel your body in this posture and feel your breathing. And see if that movement of the breath can help you to be in this posture. Now moving your awareness to the area around the navel and see if you can become a bit more active of that wave-like movement here. Not harsh, but as if with your exhalation there is this wave-like movement from the pubis below the navel to the lower ribs. And as if from the sides there is a movement towards your spine as well as from the front. And from behind there is an integration of your back fascia. So that very gently, it might not even be visible, to the rhythm of your exhalation, you can have that feeling of a gentle moving towards your spine, as if your muscles begin to hug your spine. Be aware of that internal axis that runs from the tailbone through the center of the body to the pit of your throat, and from there up through the center of the head to the crown. And you can feel that activation around your abdominal area. Then with your next exhalation, as if energy is turning around this axis in the abdominal area, turning around this axis in the anti-clockwise direction. And with this feeling, as if that energy initiates that turn, you can begin to turn on this invisible axis to the left. Small movement. The movement is being restricted due to your arm positioning. So now for your right arm. And with your inhalation, place the right palm anywhere on your right leg. For your spine, and with your inhalation, lengthen through your spine, through the neck up to the crown. Feel the navel area. And feel if to the rhythm of your exhalation, there is this wave-like movement of a very gentle scooping. Feel that energy deep in the navel area rotating around that axis in the anti-clockwise direction. And with these feelings and with your next exhalation, if the body is willing, you might be able to turn it on its axis more to the left. Feel free to lean more into your back palm. Now for your right palm, the left leg or knee. With your inhalation, bring your right palm over to the left knee. For your spine, and gently stretch your spine. Now feel your left palm fingers. Lift them a little. With your next exhalation, if you can, turn more. Stretch the left arm to the left and behind and place the fingertips back into the floor. Totally acceptable. If the weight of the heart is not falling into your buttocks, it might be falling partly into the buttocks, partly into your palm. For your left shoulder, with your inhalation, see if you can bring the left shoulder a bit more to the left, to the behind, feeling the move across your shoulder girdle. It might bend the left arm, and then you reset the left palm and the left arm to it feels straight again. Watch and feel your breathing and feel the body in this posture. Feel the head. Feel the internal axis around which the head is turning. And feel that movement is a movement like against a very light resistance. And now as you're breathing in and out, feel to turn only the head on its internal axis to the front. And it is moving as if it is moving against a very light resistance. And when there's the sense of looking ahead, as if you're looking to the horizontal line, you let that movement end. Feel the body in this posture and feel how the breath helps you in this posture. Now feel your spine. Is your next inhalation from the lower tip of your spine, gently lengthen your spine through the neck up to the crown. Watch your breathing. Now feel your head and neck. Out of that spinal lengthening. And with your next exhalation, let the crown move a bit forwards and down. That brings your chin a bit more towards your chest, as if you want to look to the right knee or right foot. And you might feel gentle stretch feeling coming through the neck and across your upper back into the mid-back area. Feel breathing. Now feel your neck, your head. And with your inhalation, rebuild the neck and head. Stretch your spine. Your head, feel that internal axis. And whilst you're breathing in and out, turn the head on that imaginary axis as if you're moving against a light resistance, as if you want to look over your left shoulder. No rush. And when the body wants to end this movement, let it end. No pull, no push. Feel your teeth. Bite your teeth on top of each other. Don't move the head. Open your eyes. Look to the left extreme. Let your breath flow. Close your eyes. Relax your eyes. Relax your teeth. And see if the head can turn a bit more. Now the posture has been completed. And see now if you can feel the whole body in this posture. And let your breathing very gently grow a little bit longer, a little bit deeper, so that the breathing helps you to hold this posture for a moment longer. You might also be able to listen to the sound of your breathing in the space, in the body, in the silence. And that can also help you to hold the posture a moment longer. With your next exhalation, feel to exhale deeply. As you're breathing in, see if once more, vertebra by vertebra, you can bring a feeling of lengthening into your spine. Feel your head, neck, feel the internal axis. And as you're breathing in and out, as if the head is turning against the light resistance, let the head slowly turn back to the front. Watch and experience your breathing. Feel the body in this posture. Feel your spine. And very gently lengthen through the spine. Your left shoulder is active and to the back. See if you can retain that feeling. Lift your left palm fingers a little. With your exhalation, exhale softly, deeply. With your inhalation, turn a bit more to the front, and then you can support your back again with your left arm. Stretch your spine. For your right palm fingers, soften them a bit. With your next inhalation, you return the right arm, the torso, and the right arm can go to the back again, and either you will continue to lean backwards, You might sit a bit more towards your buttocks. Choose what is good for you. Feel the body in this posture. Retaining that uprightness in your spine. If your right leg is stretched, bend it a little by lifting the knee a little and then turning it out. Reset your legs so that the soles of the feet can touch each other. You also could sit cross-legged if that works for you more. The key point is that slowly you let your chin come towards your chest and you stay there for a moment. Just that in itself works through the spine, the back muscles, its subtle rounding. And then as if you would give into gravity, you can just let the head, neck, chest and spine follow that movement. Go to the point where you comfortably go. No jerking, no rocking, no pulling. It is as if your body very gently gives into the pull of gravity. And as I said, if you're seated, it could be just a bit of that comfortable rounding. Whatever position you're in, feel the body, the breath. And feel how the back and back muscles are gently contracting towards the spine and as such relaxing tensions deep in the back and in the spine. With your next exhalation, exhale deeply, if your head, neck, chest and spine. And then with your inhalation, begin to lift head, neck, chest and spine. You can use your hands to bring your knees back up. So we are ready to go to the floor. Normally, I suggest, especially because I can't see you, to do the back cowry, but some of you might be able to lengthen through the legs, hands by the sides. You lengthen through the spine, and then you roll behind your sitting bones. And there's some control through the arms, but I don't want you to jerk backwards. So if in any doubt, do the other option, or really use your arms to control that movement as you lower yourself and lengthen yourself back to the floor. And allowing the legs to spread a bit wider, the arms to comfortable. You can close your eyes and you can cover yourself. If initially this position does not feel good, you can bring your legs to standing. And just noticing when you are not reactive towards some subtle discomfort, instead of breathing with it, along with it, through it, around it. Often some initial discomfort will relax. And either you might notice it as you're lying, how now the nervous system relates to that movement and is resetting itself. Or you might notice with your legs standing that you might continue legs standing. Or you might just slide one leg away, wait a moment, and then slide the other leg away. I leave that to you. Could also be you want to curl up on your side. Just choose a posture that feels good. Just noticing as you're present in your body, the sensations that are inside of your body. The body has its own language through the physical sensations, and it needs your patient presence to reveal itself to you. The mind that is lost in thoughts, that mind cannot perceive what the body is releasing, what the body is sharing. And when the body cannot feel the presence of your mind, the body cannot fully relax. It is very similar to a child. The child needs the loving presence of the carers, and then the child can relax. And when the mind is experiencing the body relaxing, then the mind can relax. And that is very similar to when the carer feels the child is relaxed, then the carer can relax. And when the body is relaxed, the breath moves with ease in the space that is in the body. And see if you can feel this. And when the mind can experience that effortless way of the breath moving, then that mind will become very calm. And the mind that is calm can experience the silence. The silence that is in us and that is around us. One silence. Without disturbing your relationship to the silence, to the breath moving in the space in the silence, by moving your awareness to your breathing, you're inviting your breath in to become active again. And with this feeling for your breathing, begin to breathe very gently, a bit longer and a little bit deeper. As the breathing grows, an activity feeling in your breathing will grow. And this will enable you. You could think something like sparkling champagne vibration. So there is a quality of waking up from deep within. And that could bring about a willingness for the body to move. So with this feeling, you can begin to notice the activity growing in your breath helps an activity in your body to grow, so that then your body is willing to begin to move. Could be a rocking, a rolling, could be a stretching, could make faces, might be a sigh, a yawn, whatever feels good. And slowly, as you increase your movement, you could see if you want to bring once more the knees into the chest and circle them, or if you want to rock yourself a bit. And then begin to get ready in your time to come up, so that you can roll up, or in the way you come up. So we can sit 1 minute in silence. Now let your breathing grow again, longer and deeper. And with this awareness for body and breathing, you can begin to open your eyes. Good. So feel free either to put something into the chat or to say something. You obviously don't have to, but you good. Sometimes it's just nice for others to see if there was something they experienced or something that showed up. Good. I just see that some of you could, and it's not always easy because in that slowness, what we might call hindrances of the mind might show up more: boredom, agitation, wandering off. So I think it requires really that commitment for the duration of the practice to put all that aside. And then the benefits can be of quite a depth. And due to the slowness, we obviously can release really deep, deep tensions. But it's not always easy. It really requires us to really go deep into that non-reactivity and staying with body and breath. And often the movements might be very small and you might go out of it a bit. So really adjusting it. But in my experience, it was like coming home to that very deep ground of my being. But I wouldn't say it was always easy to retain that focus. And that's why the teacher constantly brings you back with some of their instructions. But yeah, definitely looking back, I'm glad that I learned that so that I could use it in times of physical difficulty. Good. Type psoas muscles, the stretches, the shoulder bridge is one of the stretches. So very normal. Often the psoas muscles are even short and weak. Again, quite a deep muscle, very skillful opening required. But I really can't say too much here. It would need really somebody who works with you on that in a skillful way. Yeah. Yeah, wonderful sleeping, falling asleep. We release through these very slow movements, really deep tensions, and it could be just via nodding off. In this type of yoga, I'm sometimes falling asleep on the side position and or on my front, so that is totally okay. We always are different. So in those twists, we might notice it the most. So that one side is tighter, one glute is tighter, one buttocks is tighter. I always notice those differences, and so that's normal. And it's wonderful that noticing itself is good. And again, just slow movements and really refining, breathing with it. Being with it, going a bit out of it, going a bit into it. So you can work with that very much on your own in that attitude. Yeah, good. So I think, And some people said about this type, this specific type of Hatha yoga. They said it's deceiving. It looks very easy because hardly anything happens. In fact, if somebody would look at this recording or without the instructions, that person might get horribly bored because they wouldn't see that subtle turn. So on the outside, it might look that not much happens, but in the inside, a lot is going on, and that's where we want to attend to. And it is often surprisingly strenuous because we work really with the deep imbalances in the body. So, yeah, that's why I would never in my first session in Gaia House put you through a whole practice like this, because I think then I would be left with 10 people in the room, because it can be at times challenging. Yeah, thank you. Yes, focusing on the breathing is the magic. If you look at the eight limbs of the yoga, the breathing sits between the posture practice and between all the mental. So it really links in. And quite a lot of tightness is based on mental attitudes, as we explored today with Janai a bit, that sense of leaning towards, that sense of holding, going back. And by breathing through it, we're releasing holding in our muscles and holding in our mind. And that means sometimes in the session, in the posture, you might feel more of your tightness, but it could well be that tomorrow you notice that quite a lot of tensions have been released. Yeah. Okay. Good. It is a bit like osteopathy, although it's nice if somebody else does sometimes for you all this twisting and you're just relaxing with it. But it's also nice when we get to know our body so well that we can help them too. Yeah. So it can be quite nice to have a massage. I think some of us might look forward after a year of not being touched through this lockdown. Could be quite a nice gift, no? That we just get a nice massage or haircut. Okay. So it's good to do it yourself because you can't always rely on the osteopath, but it's nice to sense how refined we can work. Good. Deep muscles, deep forgotten memory arrived. That's okay. If that memory shows up and if that memory goes, sometimes the relief in the posture and sometimes in the relaxation can just show up as an image or as a feeling. And it just might be something we have already relieved a lot. We have made peace with something and something just shows up. Yeah, and might be forgotten. We might have noticed in the moment, but we might not be able to grab it now. And that's one of the things we just have to trust that something in us is resetting itself. Yeah. in this practice, we don't give you the name of the pauses. We don't show you the pauses. So you will be guided moment by moment. And therefore, we are taking away the tendency of the mind to think, what's next? What's next? So it is possibly a practice that takes you the closest to just this moment. Just this moment. So in this practice, my teacher never gave the name of the practices, never the name of the postures. And if you look at it, no, I only said, and now you're in a new posture. So after each movement, you have entered a new posture. So therefore, could nearly say, every movement that ends has taken you into the next posture. And we take out that anticipation and that next, and we can rest wherever the body wants to rest. Yeah. Kai.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.